Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is January 4th. It's Thursday. It's Dream Theme Thursday. And so Relationship Wednesday will have to happen next week. I got these weeks of like, Mondays being Tuesdays has just been enough. But my God, the holiday season of 2017 is behind us. We are starting this year. I don't know if you guys feel it, but there is just so much good juju, whatever that means, in the air. There's so much positive feelings. There's hope. And it's not just because there's a new year. It's this whole year. It's not going to stop because January's gone. Usually everybody's, you know, that first day of January, and then it's back to business as usual. Sometimes it kind of lasts till February. You know, a lot of people are saying, well, no to, New Year's resolutions and all this business, trying not to be disappointed. But shoot, try and be disappointed if you're going to be, and don't if you're not. But I have to tell you, I was on Facebook. I get on Facebook in the mornings, and I try to check our radio page before we get started, and I start the chat on radio, and I put the dreams we had together, and I also had a dream to put on there together. And on, you know, there's that page when you get on, it's the home page, and it has the feed of what everybody puts on, and I see this post, and it says, "My boyfriend, my son, daughter, and me all have been having nightmares the last couple of nights. Anybody else?" And people are like, addressing the issue in a big way. And, you know, it's all negative. Like, you know, I had this, and they swore, effed up dream. I robbed a jewelry store of these golden pendants, and the dream ended by me holding my hands out with the golden wings and hearts to someone who smacked them out of my hand. And they're talking about, "I've been up since 3 a.m. and had a migraine. What's going on? I don't know. I just thought it was odd myself, and everyone around me is complaining of nightmares all of a sudden. The moon, electromagnetic fields, they're putting, and I wrote on there, "You're just taking out the fear you have. Don't let it scare you. It is not what it seems." And she puts, "But all of us at the same time, all of the sudden," and I'm going to put, "Yes." Because that's what nightmares are for. They clean out your deepest fears. Nothing is as it seems. Everything that we think is bad, is scary, is just the truth releasing itself from you so that you can be fearless. If you wake up after a really scary dream and you realize that you're awake, what happens to you? You're like, "I'm so glad that was a dream, but why did I dream that?" Because we don't talk about non-emotional stuff or about emotional stuff. We only talk about non-emotional stuff. That's all we do. And we're really good at it. We can small talk until we're blue in the face. But if someone wants to talk to you about a problem, if somebody wants to talk to you about an issue, a lot of times we run away. I usually stand there, and I stay. Now I'm real careful about what I stay for because I have to make sure now, not that if I want to listen to it or not, because I'll always want to listen, but if the person wants to stay there and they don't want to come out of their cubby of complaints, I don't stay anymore because I'm not going to do them any good. So why would I waste my time and their time? Let them do something else with their complaints, but I don't want to be there anymore. That's too much stress for me to see when somebody only wants to complain after I've spent hours with them, sometimes months with them, working with them. Now I just recognize it sooner. So now I say, you know, how long have you had this issue? Oh, I've had it all my life. And nobody's been able to help you with that? No, nobody. Do you not want to have the issue? Do you want this issue? Do you need this issue? Well, you know who you are without this issue, without this story. And then they stop and they look at you and you're like, I'm not sure you want to take care of it. But if you'll really do what I ask of you, we have a chance. If I don't, I'm going to just be in the pile with everybody else and you might as well not waste your time. It's not fair. So anyways, that's what I have to say about the nightmares. Really good news. So I had a dream that I didn't do last week. And it was kind of an unusual dream for me because I'm not a big, starstruck person or, you know, I've met a lot of people in my time and in my life, and I've known a lot of people and know a lot of people. So I never really think of people as not being people or somebody being too big or too little. And I remember after seeing Christ that, gosh, you know, if I talk to the President of the United States, or I talk to somebody who's gardening, I don't see a difference. So I was really surprised that I had this dream that I was in this land of, I was just like in not a zoo, but like a garden park. But there were like animals that were just walking around, like wild, but they were just walking around and they were completely harmless. They couldn't hurt anybody. Even a lion wasn't going to chase you down for lunch. And then all the people that were there were people I knew. And all I remember is Jennifer Aniston. If you guys, she's from Friends, from a show called Friends. And she was Rachel in that show. But, you know, I don't know her in real life. But in my dream, we're just walking and we're talking and she's asking me these questions and I'm answering her and I'm like having fun, you know, like she was really interesting and she was telling me about all her different research she's done in her life emotionally, that was always really important to her and that's what made her acting so good was that she was never sure about herself inside. So she was telling me that her not knowing herself is why she chose acting, because she got to be somebody else. And through the character she played, she started to realize that there was a correlation and it built like a gateway, or in my vocabulary, a bridge to who she was. And then as she was asking me questions and I said, oh, you know, you did this because of whatever and then you did that because of whatever. And I was just like, I just like knew all this stuff about her. And, you know, sometimes when I zero in, that happens. But it was weird because in my dream, I didn't know her. It wasn't like I met her in my dream. It was like we always knew each other. And she would just look at me and I said, you know, I'm starting a foundation just to reach people a lot earlier in life so they're not in their middle 40s, that, you know, maybe earlier in life they can ask themselves certain questions and it opens up the door to find out the things you found out now. And I was just talking like that. And then I see like a bear walk by. And then I see like a dog behind it. Now, normally the dog wouldn't survive the bear. But I was just in this world where like these animals, random animals, were all over the place. And then there was me and Jennifer. And there was like a lot of, celebrities that I knew in the dream that I don't know in life. And I don't know why they were celebrities. Maybe because they just stood out instead of being background people that, oh, I was with a bunch of people. And it was nobody from my family, nobody else that I actually knew in life. So I wake up with, I can't remember what I said to her, but she just looked at me and she goes, oh, okay, well, I'll see you tomorrow. And I said, okay, bye. And then I thought to myself, isn't that weird that I know Jennifer Aniston? And I woke up, and then I realized it was weird that I knew her because I don't know her. So then I thought, why am I dreaming about these people? And why are they intermixed with animals that don't hurt anybody, that are just normal? Like, where did the two come from? Because there were a lot of animals, and I love animals. I love animals. They just totally intrigue me. I could watch animals all day long, because when you watch animals, you see our instinct come alive. But in this dream, none of the animals had their instinct. The lion wasn't a predator. The bear wasn't a predator. The dog wasn't threatened. It was like they were stripped of all the stuff that hurt us from them or made us scared to touch them, see them, or appreciate them. But the same was true for the celebrities. And I realized that I felt bad for people who were celebrities. In my heart, I felt really bad for them because I felt that they were like the animals. They weren't allowed to be themselves outside of a certain environment. Just like animals aren't like allowed to walk in society, for some reason, my mind put them in the same boat. And that's why I left her in the dream there and I went home, because I was allowed to go home. But she had to stay there to be free. It was like this special land where they had to live, because the people who would have attacked them or come after them or wanted something from them were other people. And that's why all the people I saw were other celebrities. Imagine. But what was so big about that dream? I was scared to be one of them. I didn't want to live separate from people. And all along, talk about releasing stuff and those people having a nightmare. That I said, that's a good nightmare. What I had to release through that dream was doing this work. I always associated being well known or people knowing me and wanting irrational things from me or falling in love with me cyberwise or virtually and chasing me down and being upset or wanting to own me or possess me or all the weird things that happen around people that other people don't really know anything about except what they think they know. And that scared the heck out of me because I don't have enough insulation around me of people to be between me and that behavior. So I didn't ever want to be them. But the fact that I was there told me, on the other hand, and I've known this, and I have a huge meeting today. It's a little far. I'm going to have to leave after the show. But I have a meeting today. And, you know, I know it's here already. I know it is, but I'm ready for it. And I think, I don't think I know that I met the people who it's time to make that be real. Because, you know, what is it? When you need something, God provides you the answers and he provides you the solutions. And not when I need it, but basically when it's needed, when it's time. And I guess it's time, because I was there with the animals that lost their instinct, so that there was like this freedom, and that I was shown as well that I would still have a sense of freedom and I would be okay, and there will be people to greet me and to you know, be with me. And it was interesting, very, very interesting, because I couldn't figure it out. I thought, why would I dream of all of them? Like, what's, and why was it only them? Why weren't there, like, other people walking around? Why was every time I turned around, I knew who it was, and I actually, like, knew them in my dream? But the biggest one was the animals. It was the fearless animals and us not fearing them and them not fearing us, because there was a higher level of understanding for the animals where they knew enough that when they were in that place, they don't hurt each other. So what did that tell me? That told me that people also break their instinct of wanting to hurt each other and be offensive and predatory towards each other. Because even the most predatory animal in my dream wasn't a predator. And I thought, well, why are people outside of this dream predators but not inside? How and why do we and can we kill each other? If even at a higher level of understanding, an animal won't do it, yes, they need to eat. We all need to eat, but when we are not fed, we will eat each other up. And we do that emotionally to each other, and that's a big job for me to face in life. So there were so many ins and outs of this dream that, like, for days, I'm glad I didn't have time to do it last Thursday, because it gave me a chance to think about all of that. It was so weird, so random dream. Like, normally I dream, I know it's going to sound so weird, but I only dream most of the time about this work. I actually solve my things, or I hear Christ or whatever, but this dream was just so random. But it pulled out my fear of being somebody that everyone knows. I actually love being invisible, apparently to a fault. I love not having attention in that way. It felt like pressure on me to have attention in that way. And it was a big pressure, and I had to release it. And when I took that week off, when I was tired, and it was a lot of response to that kind of behavior. Because I didn't feel set up emotionally or physically even to deal with that. So I had to somehow, I guess, in that dream, see beyond it and see it for what it was. And know that I've grown past it. But the fact that I got to see, and it was like being at home, because at home, you know, the animals are just the animals. There's like dinosaurs. Whatever has existed here, there's something there that helps us finish up our experience and clean up our experience on Earth when we go back. Because everything that we don't know now or was in different times of our history, it's just the way it is. But to know that there's a harmony, there's an ultimate harmony that comes into play is what I ultimately left with from this dream. But it was just so weird to me that they were all people I knew, but actually I didn't know anybody, but I knew them in my dream, and it was just normal. It was just normal. It was like when I saw Christ and everything felt normal, and then when he left, it didn't feel normal anymore. Same thing, but very, very interesting. And also, you know, even the conversation we were having, you know, talking just about emotional growth, because that's where all of my work is. It's in self-development. And I'm mimicking exactly how Christ taught me. And that's what I'm doing. And I know Avril, she wanted to know when I was going to do the classes again. And we are doing a video series. And I think that will even be more helpful than people signing up for classes. And I want to do them through the nonprofit. And I realized, you know, to reach millennials, you have to go into their world to build a bridge into this one, just like I did with my son with autism. He didn't talk. He didn't need people, didn't want people, didn't care. He just wanted to line up his cars all day. And I had to go into his world to build a bridge into our world. So I guess I have been building bridges all along. I've had a lot of practice. I just didn't know how much practice I needed to get to today. And I see Liam wrote in the chat, Jennifer Aniston being in the sitcom Friends probably has significance too. You were among friends. Most likely, she probably seemed in my mind somehow the most approachable, or maybe just seen her enough times on that show to feel like I knew her. But she was just normal, shorts, a T-shirt, and her hair down, and nothing big about anybody. It was just the most surreal feeling of being in another reality, another dimension of reality that doesn't exist yet, I'm going to say, here on Earth, where everyone gets to live in a certain freedom. And I do also want to say about that, through alternative media like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube channels, there's now a lot of self-made people. Everyone's advertising for themselves. Everyone's starting their own businesses. Everybody's a coach. Everybody's this. Everybody's that. And what happens is, and it's interesting, because now people need to monetize their craft. If they want to help people, they have to monetize it. It's no longer helping people. It's now, I'm your coach. And as your coach, this is what I cost. And now there's some better coaches than others. And now there's coaches who are telling coaches how to coach. And it's just going, it's blowing up in that way. Because we are realizing there's a need for us to communicate with each other about emotion, and that's a start on where we're doing it. It was very, very interesting how now we can't get enough of emotion now that that door has been open. And Christ said, when I started writing the books, by the time people need this information, they will be starving for it. And we are starving to feel again. We are literally starving to feel again. At this point in our history, we're right at that fork in the road where we make decisions and we say, I either feel this or I just go through the motions, get it done, get it out of my way, and just make it go away. And Liam wrote in the chat, Christ was quoted as saying in the Bible that one day the lion will sit with the lamb. Well, they did in my dream, that's for sure. It was unbelievable. Non-predatory behavior throughout the dream. And we're doing predatory behavior daily. Whatever you pay for, and you have this fee and that fee, it's just because there's a law that says they could, but it's not right. It's not right. They have to pay thousands of dollars to do something that is not even, you know, probably costing more than $200 or $300. And I just, this is where the predatory comes in. There was a man who was sick, and they had to call an ambulance company. The responding person to the call wasn't the fire department with their paramedics. It was an ambulance company. And the ambulance company charged that man $8,600 for the ride to get him to the hospital. The man, when he got the bill, went crazy. Like, how could this be? How could an ambulance ride? Like, he just went crazy. And he took them to court, and he lost. He lost. Even though there was no disclosure about how much this ride was going to cost, there was no disclosure that he was going to have to pay for it without his insurance, which his insurance didn't cover it. the man had to pay that bill. And the reason was the company came up with why it was $8,000. They made him responsible for the fact that they had to have 24-hour staff on staff to be able to give somebody care and keep them alive between where they were and the destination they were taking them to. And that's how much it cost them to run their business. So they took that cost and put it onto the consumer. So they're taking advantage of people who are sick and telling them, well, this is a doctor on wheels and this is how much basically a doctor, even though it's not a doctor, it's just, you know, someone who can keep them alive until they get to the hospital. And they won their case. He felt horrible to the point where the article made the Huffington Post, or I think it was the Huffington Post. I don't get too much mail in my mail, so in terms of junk, so I think it was that. But we have become predators to each other, and that was the other part of my dream, that we had to go into a safe haven to get away from predatory behavior. That's why we're so cautious. That's why we don't trust. That's why, you know, all this weird stuff is happening in our world. It's because we're weird. We're not doing what's natural. What's natural to us is truth, love, and purity. What's natural to us is a natural decorum of ethics. All of that is natural to us. Somebody who wants to do good in our world, if they're not so independently wealthy that they can do it, they usually don't have any money and they do it. Because there's no reward for doing good in our world. You can go and feed a few people a day. You know in your heart how much that meant. The person who received the food knew how much it meant. But then you want to do it for everybody and you find out you can't. And like I said yesterday, we will send the entire fire department and an entire arsenal to take a cat down from a tree because we're so humanitarian while we're passing the homeless people to get there. And it doesn't even strike us odd that we have people who sleep on cold streets at night. It's one thing to see them during the day, but it's another thing to think about them at night. So all of that must have been floating around in my head. And it all came out in this dream where everybody was just normally normal in the sense that we had no instinct to hurt each other, animal or person. Nobody made a big deal out of anyone. A soul was a soul. It was like the great equalizer. I had two dreams. I don't have time for them, but I will do them next Thursday. I'll save them. I did promise to do my dream today, and I'm glad that I didn't do it that day because there were so many weird ins and outs, but it really all went back to where we are going with this information. And that's to allow us as people to have a safe environment and grow into that, because that's what we're growing into. We're not growing into more chaos and, oh my God, the world's going to end because of so many volcanoes, earthquakes, tornadoes, or crazy people. It's not going to be that way. We're cleaning that up. That's our job. The reward is when there's pure and pure and that energy travels and it will just blend in together at some point. That's how Christ described it. So it's interesting for me to see it happening, and nothing is ever, ever, ever as it seems. It's just this whole dream, that whole dream was like normal, so normal that I know that we are now in that capacity. We just have to figure out how to get there. You guys, we have questions Friday. If I have time, I'll tackle some of the dreams then. I love you so very much. Have a great day.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Not